Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Tracy McPeck is here, the Adult Services Coordinator, and Rachel Placetti is here, the manager at the Porter Branch. Rachel, you were just here. It's just like you've never left.
I know. I love being here. Thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Lots to talk about, and we will start off with summer reading, just because that is such a big thing. So many kids and families and everyone's involved in. Tracy, years ago, it was we would do shows on summer reading, and it really was, well, it's good for kids, but it's good for all ages, and everybody can sign up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can go into any branch to sign up or download the Read Squared mobile app and sign up for summer reading that way. Right now we have 3,900 kids that have signed up for summer reading. And we have 933 teens and over 1,400 adults, which makes me happy because I'm the adult services coordinator. So
yeah,
that's a great thing. And there's weekly prize drawings. We have grand raffle prizes in September. We're giving away an iPad for each age level and other big prizes. And you can enter to win weekly book giveaways in our Facebook book chat for adults, which is our special place to talk about books in that never-ending TBR pile.
That's a lot of when you add up all those numbers, that's a lot of people in this area that mm-hmm. have that are reading. That's got to make you feel good.
Oh, it does. And there's plenty of time to sign up. So summer reading doesn't end until the end of August, and so people have plenty of time to sign up and enter to win prizes.
It's so important, Rachel, for especially for kids, the whole summer slide thing of getting away from school and not reading. That's why this is just such a good program.
Yeah, kids work so hard during the school year. And then so often, if they're not reading during the summer, when they start up again in the fall, they've dropped a couple reading levels. So reading during the summer really helps keep them on track. And it builds that lifelong reading habit, that love of books and reading that will serve them well. And it's also great to have families reading together. I love reading books with my daughter. We listen to audiobooks mm-hmm. in the car as a family. It's a great way to come together and enjoy something as a family.
Well, and one of the great things about summer reading, like you say, you don't have to be into, especially outside of school and all, just have fun reading. Make it to where you pick things that are fun, especially in the summer.
Right. This is my favorite thing about summer reading. You get to read whatever you want to read all summer long. So if you love comics or graphic novels, you can read that. And if you love audiobooks, listen to those audiobooks. Count those minutes. If you want to read the back of a cereal box, read the back of the cereal box. Count those minutes. We just want you to read and love what you're reading.
You mentioned just a second ago, Tracy, in the Read Squared app.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So it's our mobile app through which you can track your minutes, and then you can participate in different challenges. We have challenges on a number of topics, such as the summer of 1969 and nature and all sorts of fun things that get people engaged with reading and with their community, and that gets you entries into our raffles for prizes at the end of the summer. So it's just an extra layer of summer reading fun, and then the app is super easy to use.
Have you used the app before? Because I don't know, maybe you may have, but I don't recall hearing about that.
I didn't really talk about it that much during winter reading, and I should have, because we use it for winter reading.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because I did winter reading, and I didn't use it, so that's interesting. I'll have to,
Did you log your books online?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's the same principle.
Oh, it's
so
the same
really,
thing.
It's the same platform.
Okay.
And you can access it from the website or from the mobile app.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, anyways, it's the Read Squared. Yeah, that was very easy to use. So,
good.
Okay. I
gotcha.
Yeah,
the way you do it has not changed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now that's another great way to be able to. I mean, before, I mean, the technology has the library employs a lot of different things for technology, and that's one of the great ways to be able to keep up and keep track of what you've read. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it on paper, and you know, be afraid of losing it and all of that.
Definitely.
So summer reading goes what to August 31st is right.
Yes.
And so you can sign up and get in, like you said, sign up and get involved whenever you want.
Yes, that's correct. So you can log your minutes and then you can participate in the different challenges.
Well,
all summer long.
And I guess Rachel, especially in the summer, you know, people come in. You hope that people will come into the branches and look around and find books, check them out, and participate that way too.
We have so much fun at the branches during the summer. We have so many kids and teens and parents, adults looking for their next great beach read. I was over in the children's section yesterday for about an hour, and we signed up 6 families for summer reading in that hour. There were kids who were checking out new series, getting recommendations. They left with their arms full, their bags full, their parents' arms were full. It was just so much fun. And it was just a normal 1 hour long span in the afternoon, just a typical day at the library in the summer.
Just a typical day. And boy, to have people leaving with armfuls of books as a library person, you had to be thrilled.
Oh, I just couldn't get the smile off my face. It was so much fun.
Well, bring your kids over and let them do it, because all of a sudden you start looking around and you start seeing things that you know you don't know what you'll see that you want to check out and read.
We have so much going on. We have discovery table activities in our children's section. So those are rotating STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math activities in the branches. Those are going on all summer long. So kids, when they come to the library, they have fun projects that they can work on. We have all kinds of programs, classes, and events happening at the library. So whenever you drop by, there's a good chance that something extra will be happening. But we also just have books everywhere. My daughter is 20 months old, and she walks into the library and finds books that I would never have thought of for her. She really loves looking at the big kid chapter books. But yeah. She just loves visiting the library, and she feels such a great sense of belonging and ownership in that space. It's really special to see. I know she'll be a lifelong library user.
Just go. She better be a lifelong library user if her
That's
mom
true.
is at the Porter branch.
Yes, or else.
But really, get involved in your library this summer. And if you need more information about summer reading, just go in and look around. You can check out librarypoint.org. You can check out Facebook, but all kinds of ways to get involved with the summer reading program. Mm-hmm. And that's the other cool thing about it. You can either come in and like you had the family that did yesterday, Rachel, or you can do all this online and still participate.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Librarypoint.org/summer is the library's website that has all of the links for all of our summer activities. And you can sign up for summer reading right on the site, too.
Rachel Placetti is here. She's the manager at the Porter Branch. Tracy McPeck is here, the adult services coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. When we come back, we're going to talk about the library turning 50 this year. 50. We'll be right back. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rachel Placetti and Tracy McPeck from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. Rachel, when you were here last month with Craig, and we got to talk a little bit about the library turning 50. I couldn't believe it. I had not heard about it. And as I've thought about it, I mean, that's a really great mark for the library to achieve.
It is a major milestone. We are very excited. Happy birthday to us.
Yeah.
We should sing. So our official birthday is July 18th. So I guess it was July 18th, 1969. And the CURL system was actually formed as a model to demonstrate the value of public library service to our region. So the city of Fredericksburg donated the former Lafayette School building downtown, and that was the original home for the library. And now, of course, that is our Fredericksburg branch.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way.
There are what, 10, is it 10 branches now, the library?
Yes. So we have 10 branches. We also have two satellite locations, which are open once a week in Spotsylvania County. And we have our library on the go vans, which provide services to people that can't necessarily make it to the library. So people living in assisted living. We also do outreach to preschools and daycares, too.
We serve over 300,000 library customers now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
I know.
That's a big number.
It's a huge deal. We're really proud of that.
We're proud.
Yeah.
We serve a really big geographic area, too. So Stafford, Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg, and the county of Westmoreland.
Westmoreland, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and as we were talking just a second ago about the app and a lot of things that we talk about this, I mean, the library really has stayed. I mean, you use all kinds of technology, and mm-hmm. we'll talk about a lot of that even still this morning with lynda.com. But just a lot of different things. The library continues to really just evolve with technology.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can mention this, but I'm going to. We have
just between you and me. Yeah,
I don't think it's a secret anymore. But they're making
even if it is, it's good.
A maker district in downtown Fredericksburg.
Yes, I knew about
that. We got approved for an idea space, which is going to be a library run. Makerspace devoted specifically to technology. So we are super excited about that. And, you know, a lot of people still have the perception that libraries are just all about reading and shushing, and it's really not the case anymore. Of course, we're all about reading. We always will be, but we also have evolved with the times. We can meet the needs of people as far as technology and provide that community space. And it's one of the last free community spaces that people have access to.
We can still be. You can still be about shushing, though, can't you?
I don't love shushing. Yeah.
You don't?
I'm not much of a shusher.
A customer shushed me once.
Yeah, I get shushed sometimes.
A customer did it to you?
No, I was really excited talking about books with a coworker, and so then I got shushed by a patron.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
It happens, unfortunately.
Roles have reversed.
We try very hard, but sometimes we just get excited about books.
We did. Actually, in one of these shows we talked about with somebody from the library that there were no such – because I use the term, we should use our library voices. And I was told that there are no library voices anymore.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I used to do girl reader classes, our story times. And so my library voice is – singing and talking very loudly, enthusiastically. Mm-hmm. So you could use that library voice for sure. Please do.
So see, all kinds of things change. Well, and then we talked, was it last month that we talked about self-serve and how that now is become. I haven't been to a branch to actually see it, but I think that's a great idea.
It is, and it's such a great service especially for our customers who are interested in those self-serve options. So we have holds pickup, where you can come in and just grab your holds off the shelf. Now you can go over and check them out yourself if you want. Of course, if you don't want, you don't have to. So we always have staff available at all of our service desks, and they are so excited to talk to you and help you check out your books if you want. Mm-hmm. But we are really loving those express check machines.
Yes, and the other advantage to them is that the technology is updated. They're super fast, and we now accept credit card payments for fines.
And you can pay your fines online.
Yes, you can. You can now pay fines online.
Okay. So you don't have to be, you don't have to get to that awkward point when you're told, would you like to pay your fine today?
Sure. Not that you would ever have any fines, of course.
No, I'm just very, you know, somebody might.
Speaking.
Yes, generally speaking. So is it kind of like the self-serve area? Is it kind of like when you go to a store and it's self-serve? When the self-checkout that you do, you have something that scans the books in or something?
It's pretty, that's pretty close. So they're located, I think, in either most of the branches or all the branches. They're at our checkout desk. So there's staff right on hand, available to help you out, but it's a very convenient location. They're easy to get to, and they're super fast. They're super easy to use. And once you get the hang of it, there can be a little bit of a learning curve at first, but after you've done it a couple of times, it's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just another example. Boy, you think back of 50 years ago in card catalogs and in all the different things. I mean, I remember back in the, it had to have been probably the late 80s when you could, I remember checking out videos at the downtown branch.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a very, even at Salem Church, and that was, like you said, that was, a lot of people were not ready for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember looking up pop music CDs. This would have been in the early 90s in a card catalog.
Yeah.
Really embarrassing stuff, but it was such a fun memory. And then I remember when my library transitioned to having the catalog on a computer, and for a while both of those systems existed side by side. It's really fun, I think, to see how the library has changed and grown over time.
Totally, mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if you've used the card catalog at some point,
yes,
when it was still there, mm-hmm. And when it did transition over to computer, that was a pretty neat thing. Because I can remember just typing in randomly books and just see them pop up and tell where you'd find them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of information right at your fingertips.
Yes.
So
yeah, and when it comes to information too, is people are really used to Googling, and you can have answers at your fingertips. Whereas back in the day, you would have to go to a library and consult a book.
Yes.
But the value of having library staff available to help you navigate those things is that we can help you pinpoint the information that's reliable, or things that are fake news versus legitimate news, and things that you can't necessarily glean from Googling it yourself. So we still have a place and a role as far as connecting customers to the right information.
Has the training that you two would have gotten when you first got into this, has that changed over the years just because of technology?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah. The library does, I think, keep up with technology changes. And so that means that our skills have to change as well. Mm-hmm. So our motto is lifelong learning for everyone in the community. And that definitely includes the librarians as well.
Yes. And as new tools become available, new, sites, new places to obtain information,
yeah,
we have to stay on top of that.
Well, and I've always been amazed at how librarians, whenever I've had some technical questions with, like, say, a Kindle, somebody either at the downtown branch or at Salem Church has always been able to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually do it. I'm kind of sheepish about it, of like, I can't figure this out. And they know right away. They'll always say, now, I may be the only person who has that problem. Always say, oh, we've had a lot of people come in with that same question.
Mm-hmm.
So the librarians really do, you get a lot of information.
Yes. And if we don't know something, we know how to find the answer for you. And we will work until we get that answer.
So 50 years, do you have any kind of parties planned for to celebrate 50 years?
Absolutely. We have our fun fests coming up. Those are going to be in August. So those are all ages. It is where we are going to celebrate Curl's 50th birthday. We'll have games and activities, refreshments, and that will be at all of our branches through mm-hmm. August.
Okay, yeah, and I'm sure that there are lists online. The At Your Library magazine has all the lists. But yeah, you have all kinds of activities starting out on August 1st at the downtown library, and like Tracy mentioned at Montrose at the end of the month on August 29th to wrap it up. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of 50 year anniversary parties for the library.
We're very excited. I have this really great quote that I want to share from the Virginia State Librarian in 1969. He was there for our opening, and he said, "I predict you will wonder from this day forward how you ever got along without the services we are starting here today."
Yeah.
And I just feel like that is so... How did we ever get along without
right.
those library services?
Right.
So I think there was a 2-year demonstration period for the library in 1969, and then... the library system was declared a success, and so we've just kept growing ever since.
Yes. We continue to grow at a very rapid pace.
We do.
Yes.
It's very fun. I know we have new things to talk about every month we come back,
right,
because we're just
mm-hmm.
always growing.
Now there is. I remember when Salem Church went in. I remember when the Porter Library went in, and also England Run. When all of those went in England Run's now is the Howell Library, mm-hmm. but each of those libraries just becomes so part of the communities that they come in. All of those libraries that I'm aware of the best are just the community has really latched onto them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and our staff does a really good job of getting out there in the community and interacting with different organizations and partnering with different organizations to bring services to our customers. So we, I think, add value in that respect too.
Well, and you would see it too, Rachel, just at with Porter. You've got that neighborhood right there, and I know that and then the school uses the library a lot.
I feel like in a lot of ways we can be really the hub for the communities that we're located in. Mm-hmm. I mean, people start their day with us first thing in the morning. When school's in session, families come over right after school. We see the teens walking by on their way home from school, and they swing by the library. That we're packed on the weekends. People have built us into their schedule, into their day. It's a privilege to see things like that.
It is.
Well, and Tracy, you're at the downtown branch, or you're not at the downtown branch.
I am not. I mean, the library administration
center. Oh, you are. That's
right.
Okay.
Yes.
But I was going to say the downtown library is going through a lot of changes that third floor a lot of different things.
Yes. So sometime this fall, we'll be getting new shelving to put on the third floor, which is where our nonfiction is going to be. And then we'll have the theater renovated to become a better space for community events and library events. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of meeting rooms that'll be renovated. So it's pretty exciting. You know, once the library administration moved out of the headquarters or Fredericksburg branch to Lafayette, it freed up the third floor to make it more of a public space.
Yeah.
And so it's still a work in progress, but it's really coming along nicely. And I think people will be very excited to see it.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
50 years old for the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Tracy McPeck and Rachel Placetti from the library here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. It is Tracy McPeck here, Rachel Placetti here from the library. Rachel is the manager at Porter. Tracy is the adult services coordinator at the library. Librarypoint.org is the website. One of the cool things, we were just talking about the library being 50, the fact also that right about the same time that the library was opening up, the moon landing mm-hmm. was taking place. How cool is that to have those two things together?
Yeah,
the moon landing, the Apollo 11 mission landed on the moon 2 days after the library opened.
I was thinking it was the 20th or the 21st, but you said it was July 18th?
July 20th was the day of the moon landing, so we did it first. Our big day comes first.
Yeah. Right. So really, we'll be celebrating the bigger day first.
Yes, and exactly. Then, yes. The greater achievement.
The greater achievement, yes. Yes, this moon thing is the bigger thing mm-hmm. is the library, but the library is taking note of the moon landing.
We're super excited, so we are marking that anniversary. We have quite a few space themed classes and events for all ages, but we also have as part of the summer reading initiative, there is a special digital badge that folks can earn. And there's also, we have lists of recommended space reads on our website mm-hmm. as well. So we are celebrating lots and lots this month, shooting for the stars. Yes. Our website at librarypoint.org/shoot-stars has more information about all those fun things.
And especially take your kids over and, you know, have them check out some of these things, mm-hmm. because this is a great way to teach them in the library. You've got stuff that can teach them about what happened with the Apollo mission.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really a shared cultural milestone, I think, and something really special that libraries get to do is bring together people across generations to look back and remember things, to celebrate as a community. Mm-hmm. So we have things like our Fabulous Friday Astronaut Academy. Those will be in July at Howell Snow Salem Church in Porter. And those are lots of fun. That's a K through 6. So kids K through 6 can come to those. And they have lots of interactive science activities at those events. They're so much fun. We also have space-themed movies that will be playing at the Howell Branch. Those are going to be Mondays from 2 to 4 in July. Some of those movies, there's going to be, E.T. and WALL-E. There will be all sorts of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And at Porter, we are doing this really fun series called Science Cafe. So we are having coffee and tea and then popular science experts from our region coming in to talk about the topics that got them into science, the things that are dear to their heart. So at Porter on July 15th, starting at 7 o'clock, we will have someone talking about backyard astronomy for beginners. So if you've ever been interested, what's going on in the night sky over your house, mm-hmm. that would be a really fun one to come to. It's more geared towards adults, but I think it will be interesting for all ages.
How do you come up with all these programs? Does everyone just sit around? Or, I mean, I go through this magazine that comes out quarterly and look at some of this stuff and think, who comes up with some of this stuff? This is really fun stuff.
We try to listen to what our customers are interested in. We try. We also look at major events that are going on. You know, like the moon landing, for example, big historical things, conversations that are happening in the country and in our area, things that we might want to address as a library system. But our staff is also really diverse, and they have passions and topics that they love to explore as well. Mm-hmm. So we get ideas from lots of places.
We do. And I also kind of think I saw a quote about how the world basically is like a everywhere you look, you can get ideas for something and make connections. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, on social media or if you're watching a movie or going to a museum, whatever you're doing in your life, there's always some kind of connection you can pull out and see how you can tie it into libraries and develop programs based on that too. And then, of course, other libraries themselves are also chock full of good ideas. So,
well, I just look at the Astronaut Academy for the grades K through 6. I mean, a lot of these things, these are things that the kids are going to do, and they're always going to remember that. Mm-hmm. And you just don't know how that gets somebody, you know, fired up about reading and learning and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
I did an Astronaut Academy program at Salem Church maybe 5 years ago. And a child who attended that program saw me at Porter a few weeks ago, and they remembered it. They remembered all of the things that we had done, and they were still so excited about it. They were telling me all of these space facts that they had learned in the interim. So it really does. It stays with you. It has a big impact on people. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of that. Mm-hmm.
So check it out, librarypoint.org. Lots of stuff going on in July with related to the Apollo program and the moon landing. Now, the thing I've been waiting for all morning long, because Tracy's always good at bringing. She either brings books. She always brings. You're like a teacher where you'll bring things in when you come in. And it is June is audiobook month, and you brought some audiobooks in.
I did, and I think Rachel has some to talk about also. So I, you know, some people love audiobooks, some people don't. I'm the type who likes to listen to them in the car. I had a couple of bad experiences with audiobooks when I first started out where the narrators were absolutely terrible. And that
I've had
be
that
a real turnoff.
It did. That was with me, and I've never been interested, just
right.
because it was just monotone and just like, all right, I can't even stay awake listening to this.
Yeah, but it turns out it just really depends on the narrator, and there's tons of fascinating, mm-hmm. wonderfully narrated audiobooks out there, and it just takes getting recommendations from people, which is how I started getting into them, and it really got me you know, through a long commute that I had at the time, I also learned that you can train yourself to pay attention to audiobooks. So where if you're not really used to listening to them and you keep tuning out, you know, just try a little bit at a time. And the more you listen, the more you learn to pay attention to what you're listening to. So over the weekend, we were at the American Library Association annual conference in D.C., which was awesome because 20,000 librarians converged on D.C. It was fantastic.
Wow.
And I had the privilege of hearing narrator Julia Whelan speak at a breakfast thing. And one of the hot books right now is Educated by Tara Westover. And this is she's in a very conservative Mormon family. And her father, I haven't gotten that far, but appears to have some kind of, I don't know, maybe mental health issue that causes him to be very into survivalism and shutting people away from the world. And the kids don't go to school. They barely, they don't even get birth certificates at first. And so she gets out of that life and as a teenager ends up enrolling in school. And she goes to school for the first time at age 17.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia Whelan is a narrator whom I've listened to before. And she's just got one of those fantastic voices you could listen to forever. So that is one of my big picks for right now.
Now that you're holding that and that looks like that's number of CDs.
This book has 10 CDs. It's
okay.
12 hours long. Mm-hmm. And the copy I'm holding is actually an autographed copy that
it looked
got at
autographed.
The event, and I'm going to use it as a giveaway this summer. Probably it's going to be in one of our end of the summer giveaway bags or maybe one of our Facebook giveaways. So somebody will be winning this audiobook.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm listening to it on digital audio right now, so I don't feel the need to keep this and hog it for myself.
Well, I know people use it, especially people that will commute to D.C.,
mm-hmm.
talk about just the number of books that they go through in the course of even just a week,
mm-hmm.
if you have a longer commute. And just the popularity is just – it's off the charts, mm-hmm. now of people that do like audiobooks.
Yeah. I know, Rachel, you use them as your primary source of reading.
I do. I do these days. I used to be someone who could fly through 100 books a year, and then I had a baby, and now I listen to audiobooks a lot.
Yeah.
when I can squeeze it in. That's how I do most of my reading. So that 30 minutes getting ready for work in the morning, audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
Driving to daycare to pick up my daughter, that's an audiobook. When I'm doing chores, I'm cleaning the house, that's an audiobook. So that is how I get, honestly, the vast majority of my reading done. If I try to read in bed, I'm asleep. So audiobooks are the way to go for me.
Yeah.
And my husband is a commuter, and he listens to audiobooks voraciously as well. He flies through books. And he wasn't always a huge reader, but now they've really, I think, changed his work life. He is one of those people who just goes through books so quickly listening to them.
Did you say 100 books?
I'm like, that is an understatement. I'm a little embarrassed how many books I used to read. When I was a children's librarian and a teen librarian, those middle grade and teen books can be a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
So that helps. But I did. I read a lot. I do read a lot. I still read a lot.
Well, you're in the perfect place then.
I really am. Though I get way too many book recommendations from my coworkers and from our customers. I have more books on my list than I would ever be able to get to.
Tracy, are you a 100 book reader a year?
I don't know if I'll get that far, but so far I think I'm at 38 books this year. And my goal, I set my reading goal in Goodreads, is like 75 books. So I've always got a few books going. I always have an audiobook in the car, and then I have one or two books going at home at any given time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not quite enough time to read, is not as much time as I would like, but I still read at least every day.
When you're exposed to them all the time,
yeah,
you see books
yeah.
in sure. and out every day, it mm-hmm. really becomes very central in your mind, and when you're looking for something to do. Books.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they're everywhere
and
for us.
It's weird to me to not read. If I go a day without reading, it just feels really off.
Mm-hmm.
So back to audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
I just, when you said 100, I thought, that's like a couple of books. That's like a couple of books a week.
Yeah, yeah. It mm-hmm. might have been more like 150. I'll have to check.
They're all picture books, weren't they?
They weren't. I never counted picture books. I didn't count picture books, but it was a lot.
That's impressive.
Was it? Were you always like that, even as a kid? When did your parents get you going on reading? Was that really early?
Day one, pre-day one. We were a military family, and I remember every time we moved, every 3 years we would move, and the first place we would go was the library. And we got our library card, and we would check out our big stack of books. And that was so important to our family. My mom is a librarian. She started working at libraries when I was in middle school, so I would go with her to work and do my homework, and then
Start reading.
What else was I going to do?
Same with me with the reading. My mom would take me outside when I was like two to practice my letters and stuff. And then, you know, I was reading pretty well by the time I got to kindergarten. And then that was just my pastime of choice. I had my nose in a book all throughout my childhood and early adulthood.
Well, this is a great example, though, for parents of how important reading is to your kids. To not just figure, well, they'll read enough at school to do things at home.
And modeling reading as a parent. I remember my parents reading. And I remember then when I was a little older going back and looking through their bookshelves to pick out what I wanted to read. It's so important. Kids learn because they're watching us. That's how they learn how to be, really.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for summer reading, adults signing up for summer reading and participating themselves, logging those books with their kids, it's very motivating for kids, and it really builds it as a family experience. And one of the things I love about audiobooks is how they can bring back readers who – people who used to read voraciously, and then they sort of slow down over time. They got a big job or had a baby or life happens, right? But then they discover audiobooks like me. They find time to squeeze those audiobooks back in, and the next thing you know, they're going through a book every couple of weeks. It's really – it's a really cool thing.
And another advantage to that is people who have print disabilities, whether they can't see very well or maybe can't hold a book.
Yeah.
Being able to listen to books on audio is really valuable. And if this is just a little aside, but we are also the subregional library for the Library of Congress's National Library Service. We provide talking books for the blind and visually impaired for not just our counties, but several other counties, such as I think Caroline, Culpeper, and Prince William. And we help people who are unable to read in traditional ways have access to these books too.
And I know just the number of audiobooks that the library has on hand, you're going to find a lot of audiobooks wherever you go.
And they're portable, so you can check out CDs, but you can also download the Libby app, which is powered by Overdrive, our audiobook vendor and ebook vendor, and access these at no charge with your library card. You know, audiobooks, if you're going to pay for them in a store, are $35 or higher, but you don't have to pay for them with us. And you can download them digitally and play them in your car or your headphones, wherever you go on your device.
And if we don't have an audiobook you want, you can suggest a purchase on our website. So if there's something that we don't have, but you really want, if we have maybe the physical copy, but you want to listen to the book, you could request that the library purchase an audio version. And we do our best to accommodate that as well.
We are talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Rachel Placetti and Tracy McPeck from the library. Librarypoint.org is the website. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up and talk about Lynda.com. If you have never used that service, it is a terrific, terrific tool and available to users of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Tracy McPeck, Rachel Placetti here. Just before, there was just shock on your faces because I had done the winter reading. That was a big thing, and I got the mug.
It was.
I got the mug, and I was so happy, and I just cherished it.
We were really proud of you.
And then Tracy just says, "You have signed up for summer reading, haven't you?" And I said, "No." And you both were like,
"I'm now shocked again." You said it again,
no.
And I'm still shocked.
Well, because you backslid. Like, we made such progress over the winter.
I know, and that's what I said to you, that I had read 6 books for winter reading. And I think what you had to, was it 4 you had to read?
It was
4. I read more.
You did.
And I think I was just so exhausted that I have not picked up a book since.
You need a beach read.
You really do.
Yeah. Something fluffy with like a beach umbrella.
Yes.
On the cover. That's we'll get you.
I
one
like
of those.
That. You know, a beach read.
Yes.
Reading doesn't
have to be dense or.
I know. See, I read all like, history kind of things for
fun stuff.
It's but you're right. A fluffy beach book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like escapism. It's like a little vacation in a book.
Okay.
So do it. Well, next time I talk to you, I want to know that you've signed up for some reading. You're tracking your minutes.
I will do that.
Okay. And she's going to ask you on air.
Oh, I know
so
she will.
Accountability.
So everybody will know.
That's what happened with winter reading. Uh-huh. You kept me accountable.
It worked, didn't it?
It did. It did. And I felt guilty earlier in the show when we were talking about summer reading, knowing that I hadn't done anything yet, and you didn't go down that alley with me, so.
Well, I don't want you to feel ashamed.
You still have time. Still 2 more months to sign up. And so there are the weekly prize drawings, so you've missed a month.
I know.
But you still have some chances for that. And then there's the end of summer, the grand prize raffle drawing, too. So you're a little behind, but I think you can catch up.
It was, it really was when I was over the winter reading books and you know logging them. It was a great sense of accomplishment, and so you can do that in the summer, and so okay,
it's gratifying, and you can read whatever you want.
Okay,
yes,
a fluffy beach book,
even a magazine, anything that's words. If you're reading, you can log the minutes that you spend reading.
Okay,
or you could listen to Educated. By That's Tara right. Westover.
Yes.
You had a great recommendation earlier.
Well, we didn't get to lynda.com, but we'll do that next month, or we'll do that at some point. But go to the library and check that out, and we will talk about that. We have talked about that before. But anyway, it's great having you both. Tracy McPeck and Rachel Placetti, thank you both from the library.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Librarypoint.org and sign up for summer reading. I know I will.
Yes.
That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.